Hi, I'm Erica Brescia. Welcome to the Bitnami podcast series, where we get to know the developers behind the open source projects you use every day. Today, I'm speaking with Dave Johnson, founder of the Roller Project, to learn more about how he got started with open source and what we can expect from Roller in the future.
So I'm Erica Brescia, and I'm here today with Dave Johnson, creator of Roller, an open-source Java-based blog server. Roller is known for powering heavily trafficked websites such as Sun Microsystems' employee blogging site, IBM Developer Works blogs, and Java Lobby's JRoller community site. So Dave, thanks for joining me on the call today. We'll just go ahead and get started. Can you let us know a little bit about your background and how you first got involved with open source?
Sure. Thanks for having me on the podcast here. So about me, I'm a software developer. I've been developing software since I was in high school. I went to North Carolina State University here in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where I live now with my family of three boys.
Wow.
But I haven't always lived in Raleigh. I've also moved around a bit. I did some work as a geographic information systems consultant and moved to Jamaica, West Indies for a couple of years and New York. I've worked for a bunch of software companies, such as Rogue Wave Software and SAS Institute, and I've always been very interested and enthusiastic about technology. And a lot of times, I don't get my fill of technology at work, so I tend to hack on projects at night, and that's how I got into open source. I started working on an internet relay chat program, an IRC chat program, wrote a magazine article about it, and started an open source project, and that didn't do so well. It wasn't really that successful of a project, but it kind of got me interested in doing more open source work. And when I was working at Hot Software, which is an application server vendor, I needed to come up to speed quickly on servlets and EJB and Java development. So I started working on a sample application, and I discovered all these really cool open source tools out there, like Tomcat and NetBeans and OpenOffice and Struts and Velocity, and realized how easy it would be to build something cool, and I was just then noticing blogs, and so I just started working on a blog server as an example application. Eventually, I turned that into a magazine article that got published on the O'Reilly on Java site and kind of launched it as an open source project. That's how I got permission to get the code out of the company that I was working for, as I told them I was writing a magazine article about open source, and I wanted to use this as the example application, so we were able to open source it that way. So that's how I got into open source and kind of how Roller was born.
Okay. And, you know, Roller is obviously a very popular project. How do you balance running a project like that or being involved with it and a day job and having your hands full with three boys at home?
Well, it was very difficult initially because I was working on Roller nights and weekends, but for the past 3 years I've been working for Sun, and I've been working on Roller as my day job. So I started about 3 years ago in the .Sun engineering team at Sun. That's the group that runs blogs.sun.com. And so my job has been to implement new features for Roller that are required by those bloggers there. And we've been rolling out new releases on a monthly basis, so making a lot of improvements over the years. Earlier this year, I moved into a different group at Sun. I'm now in the software organization, actually working on products. But I'm still working pretty much full-time on Roller. So it's been a lot easier for me to make that balance because of working for Sun.
Yeah, that's fantastic when you can get paid for working on something that you started.
Yeah,
it's kind of a pet project. And how many people are contributing to Roller now?
Well, right now there are about 7 contributors, but really only 2 or 3 are active and committing new code on a regular basis. The other contributors or committers tend to monitor the list and participate in design discussions. And we've got a bunch of people submitting patches, but right now it's basically maybe two full-time developers working on it.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying lots of help from the community with patches and things like that make it easier for us too.
Yeah, I'm sure. What's been the most rewarding aspect of working on the project?
I guess just having people using my code. That's what I've worked on a lot of projects in the past where, you know, you work on something for 18 months and it gets canceled, or you develop something and it just doesn't get used. And so having lots of happy users using my software is what I find most rewarding, I think.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the ways that Roller is being used? I gave a quick introduction, but I'm sure you're much more familiar with it than I am.
Yeah, it's being used typically by organizations that want to have a lot of bloggers. For example, Sun wanted to enable all employees to blog about anything. And Roller is very easy to set up and, you know, get going for a kind of multi-blog installation where you can have hundreds of blogs and each blog can have multiple users. So, you know, corporations that are setting up blogs on their intranet or doing marketing things like Sun is doing, or a university, for example, that wants to give all faculty and students blog accounts. At North Carolina State here in Raleigh, they're doing that with Roller. They have a service called Wolf Blogs that's open to all students and faculty. And there are a couple of other universities that are using it for the same purpose. They're generally big multi-user blog systems.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the most compelling features of Roller and how it might compare to other projects such as WordPress?
Well, I think the ease of setting up a multi-user blog system is probably the most compelling feature. Another feature is the fact that it's written in Java. And so there are a lot of organizations that actually like Java and, you know Java really well. And if they're going to put in place a big multi-user system, they want to be able to customize it and so that suits them well. If you compare it to WordPress, I think feature by feature it compares pretty well. Definitely lacking in terms of, you know, there are a lot more people using WordPress, so there are a lot more custom themes and plugins, and the community's a bit bigger. But at the same time, Roller has an advantage in the open source in that it's part of Apache, and it's governed in a kind of a fair, equitable way, and it's not really controlled by any one company or any one benevolent dictator. So it's easy for companies to come in and actually participate in development of Roller. And maybe that's not as easy as WordPress. WordPress is open source, but it doesn't really have community governance like we have at Apache.
Mm-hmm. And is that why you decided to move Roller to the Apache project?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the reasons. We decided to make that move right when I came to Sun, and there was some concern that my moving to Sun would make people think that Sun is taking over Roller and controlling the future of the software. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money to set up a big community around Roller, and so it's very easy to go to Apache and participate in their, you know, kind of get a lot of things for free, like the governance and the community. And we've learned a lot from working at Apache and benefited a lot because I think it's brought on more committers. For example, I don't think we would have had IBM contributing to Roller had we not been at Apache.
And as both an ASF member and a Sun employee, what do you think of Sun's move to GPL Java and some of the controversy around that?
Definitely makes me feel uncomfortable being a member of both organizations. And I wish we could find a way to work it out. I really think both organizations are great organizations. I'd like to see them get along better. About the actual controversy, I kind of have mixed feelings about it. You know, on one hand, I'm really happy that Sun is open source Java and is moving towards making it a really open standard, but I see some of the claims that ASF has against the Java community process. And I guess I also have kind of mixed feelings about the idea of having multiple Java implementations from a practical point of view. And as a developer, you know, you have a lot of different platforms to support, many different application servers and databases. And, you know, if you have multiple versions of Java to support, that does make things a little bit more difficult. So I wish it would be resolved. I hope it can be resolved in a good way. But I'm not really looking forward to having multiple versions of Java to support.
Sure, it's always tricky when you're caught in the middle and everybody has good intentions, but it just takes a while for these things to work themselves out, I think. So last question on Roller. I think you have a 4.0 release around the corner. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in store for that?
Yeah, we just put out a release candidate today, which hopefully will be the final version of Roller 4.0. And there are a bunch of changes in the code. Most of them are actually under the hood. you know, it's kind of an infrastructure improvement release. So we've upgraded to JPA for persistence. We're using Struts 2 now, Velocity 1.5. There are also a bunch of features that have to do with making it easy for us to kind of encapsulate the themes and make it easier for people to plug in new themes. We've also got a much easier installation experience. So, you know, one of the things people complained about in the past was it takes a long time to install Roller. There's a, you know, 40 or 50 page installation guide. And so we've made it very easy to get up and running with a with an initial installation. You know, even if you're not using a bundle like the bundle that Bitnami offers, we've made it easy to get up and running with whatever your app server is and whatever your database is. We've also got full support for Atom Publishing Protocol, which was finalized this summer.
Okay. And actually, speaking of Bitnami, you know, you've gotten a peek at what we've at least started over there on the website. What are your thoughts on that project? And do you have any guidance for us or any recommendations you'd like to share?
I don't really have any guidance for it. I think it's great that what you guys are doing, making it so easy for folks to get up and running. And I do think that's definitely a very good way to go, packaging everything folks need into one bundle that's easy to install.
And for the, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
For the new, the release candidate you just put out, you said that it's easier to install. What kinds of features do you put in the installer? How did you do that? How did you work to make it easier?
Well, one of the problems in the past was that we require people to do too much work in the app server to get things up and running. You know, you have to go into the app server and set up a data source and set up a JNDI name for that. You have to go in and set up a security realm. And you also have to go into your database and create tables. So what we did is we basically simplified things down so that we can have one property file. There's one little file that you create that lists, you know, four properties, just the stuff you need to connect to your database. And you basically give that to Roller. Roller starts up, and if it doesn't find the database, it gives you very good error messages to tell you, you know, exactly what is wrong. If it does find the database and there are no tables, then it will offer to automatically create the tables for you, you know, doing all this through a web interface. If it finds that you have tables but they need to be upgraded, it will automatically do all that for you. So for most users, it makes things very easy just to get up and running. We actually have, you know, if you're running on Tomcat and MySQL, I think we can say you can have a five-minute install experience now.
Oh, wow.
Which is basically as easy as WordPress. Now, if you do want to go in there and tweak your app server and set up the data source and the security realm, you know, you can still do that. But for most users, this allows them to get up and running very quickly.
It sounds like it'll really help to increase adoption of the project, too. One of the things that we've found is people have a pretty low tolerance for difficult installs, and if they can't get things running in, you know, half an hour or so, then they often give up. So I'm sure that will help out quite a bit.
Right. Oh, another thing I should mention is that my coworkers at Sun have created a GlassFish installer for Roller. GlassFish has an update center, so you know, if you can run this update center and it presents a GUI to you that shows you new modules and new applications that you can install on GlassFish. And so we now have an update center module for Roller that makes it very, very easy to install on GlassFish. So basically you go into this install center and it shows you that Roller is available, and you click install. And because GlassFish includes JavaDB, we can kind of automatically set up the database for you, create all the tables for you. So it's, you know, it's even easier than the five-minute install that I mentioned for MySQL and Tomcat. Of course, it only works with GlassFish and JavaDB, but it does make things very easy for GlassFish users.
That's very cool. It sounds like it'll make it a lot easier to maintain, too, over time.
Yeah, the Update Center is a pretty powerful feature.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for telling us a little bit about Roller. We definitely look forward to checking out this newest release when it's available. And thanks again.
All right. Well, thank you.